I'm reading this story about the Millbrook Puppet Ministry. My mom, Shirley Hall, began the Millbrook Puppet Ministry, I believe, in 1978. My mom managed in grade 8 to talk to her mother into purchasing a sewing machine. My mom was a great seamstress, so in the beginning of this ministry, she made our puppets with her sewing machine. She somehow created a stage and made Rusty the bird with a full long neck, a body, and legs that flipped over our stage. She created several mice, Kermit the Frog, and many other puppets. My sister, Tracy, and I were puppeteers along with my cousin, Beth. Two girls that were in my grade at school, as well as in my Sunday school class, were also with us, Susie and Sheila. Our ministry was housed out of the Millbrook Christian Assembly. We practiced there each week. We made stage props during the week for our puppet production, too. I remember my mom making a rainbow out of a piece of styrofoam and my sister and I painting it for our Rainbow Connection song with Kermit the Frog. As we grew and became more well-known, my mom would eventually invest in a big stage ordered from California, along with puppets purchased from there too. We had really advanced our puppets now, looking similar to the Muppets on TV. We were doing puppet shows in Millbrook Church, Centerville Church, churches in Oshawa, the Millbrook Fair, the Peterborough Fair, Kingswood Community Center, along with children's camps. We were starting to get well known for children's programs. The ministry continued until we all grew up and got full-time jobs. My mom decided to donate the puppets and the stage to a church ministry who wanted to start up what we had done. My mom passed away in January 2021. After her passing, I discovered a somewhat poem she had wrote about the puppet ministry. A puppet ministry in our church we thought there should be, so I asked my girls in Sunday school and they were happy to do the work for the Lord that they could be a part, so with the puppet in hand, we made our start. The girls worked hard and met once a week. Some gals talked loud, others hardly a squeak. Sheila decided to take Shaggy Dog in hand, and his performance turned out grand. Susie decided a frog named Croaker she would do. She gave him a neat personality and lots of action, too. Sandra thought a bird named Rusty was her style. She made him interesting and taught him to smile. Beth came in after hockey, and Lamb Chucks took her eye. She gave him a funny voice and a happy little sigh. Tracy said Frida the Frog suited her personality and a honey of a frog she turned out to be. So with our little group to serve and play, to teach the children about Jesus in this way. So my friends, when you kneel to pray, please remember our group to the Lord each day. Our mom was convinced that Tracy and I would have a career working for Jim Hansen, the Muppets. Thank you. Sandra Hall.